there's a lot of work that goes into an override like that. So I think for context, it's important to realize that half of the funding that the legislature appropriated in FY24 had been vetoed. And then the following year, SB 140 was vetoed, which was a great compromise bill that had a lot of elements that were desired by people across the political spectrum. And then this year, House Bill 69 was vetoed.
My bill, correct.
And so the legislature has been doing the will of the people we're elected to represent for, I would say, a number of years now, only to run up against that. Some people call it the 61st vote. You have your 60 legislators, but without the governor, you can't get things done. So we've been trying for years to respond to what is nothing less than a crisis in our public schools across the state. And I think the override that happened, there was a buildup to that, of course. There was a lot of conversation, a lot of hard work, a lot of compromise. So when the moment came, I think the most telling part of the override was that the Senate has to enter the House chamber. They take the roll to make sure we're all there. They pose the question. We voted and we left. There wasn't a single floor speech that day. No one had anything to say. We're done talking. We've exerted our will. We've exercised what we've been asked to do by the people of Alaska, and we've been doing it multiple times, and it's time to finally act. And I think that's what we saw that day.
What changed between 140 last year and 57 this year? Because last year after the veto, it's like the wind went out of everybody's sails. So what do you think changed? Was it the makeup of the legislature changed and that kept momentum for education strong?
Yeah, I think there are two things that changed. One is exactly what you said, the momentum. We have coalition majorities in both bodies. So the House and Senate leadership for the first time in many years are aligned, and both were prioritizing education. And the reason they're prioritizing education is the other thing that changed, which is the crisis has just grown to such a magnitude that we must respond. We cannot kick the can anymore. When you see what's happening in our schools and across the state, it doesn't matter if it's a rural school or an urban school, everyone is in crisis. And when you see that, you have to respond. So by having aligned bodies and by allowing the crisis to get as bad as it has, collectively the will to do something grows.